I don't know where to stick this in, so I figured it is definitely a carefree car, as demonstrated by the fact that this morning I received a Twitter DM from my mom.
Oh, no.
which I will now read out. Did I ever tell you about the time I was in the back seat of a Pinto and the people in the front seat decided to be a fun to go down Thrill Hill, pronounced Thrill Hill, in Buena Vista, Virginia? It's a steep downhill road. You start at the top and go down as fast as you can until you hit the bump at the bottom, and then you're airborne. We got pretty decent airtime. I would have enjoyed it a lot more if we had been in a different model of car.
Yeah, this is the thing, right? Like, you're trying to, like, this is how car manufacturers have been able to, like, square this circle of, like, the small subcompact, is to make it fun, right? And Ford is kind of like, it tries to do this, it takes a while to dial it in. The, like, carefree thing is an attempt at that. I will also say one of the slogans that they later had to take out, off the marketing campaign was, Pinto gives you that warm feeling.
That would be a refried Pinto, yeah.
Lucky guess.
Oh, my God.
I haven't pooped my pants in quite a while.
Listen, We're so proud of you, Liam. It's coming for all of us again in old age, so, yes. You know. You just make your peace with
that.
That's
why I'm basically ready to be a dad, because as I was explaining to Corinne, poop just does not bother me.
This is poop the thing. Is funny. You have this age where, like, first, you know, the four ages of man, I guess, you shit yourself, you don't shit yourself, you watch your kids shit themselves, and then you shit yourself again.
Well, the trick is,
what shits itself at night doesn't shit itself during the day and shits itself in the morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The trick is shitting other people.
Yeah, you seldom shit anyone else's pants, do you?
Oh, you don't know me.
The rare transitive shit.
If we go to the next slide, I will also say, as far as fun goes, they did a sports trim one model year. The sports accent group. You could get this on a Mustang, you could get this on a Maverick, or you could get this on a Pinto.
I will also say that this still pales in comparison to the AMC Javelin's sport package, which was jeans.
What?
You get a Levi's denim Gremlin. You get the Dremlin.
Dremlin. Shit. Yeah. Yeah.
I would, like, literally kill for the jeans Gremlin.
The jeans Gremlin sounds like something that you start seeing once you take 400 milligrams of Adderall and you work in a Levi's store.
It came with denim seats.
Whoa, get that denim on denim on denim feeling as you wear your Canadian tuxedo to drive your Gremlin.
Yeah, no, it had, like, Levi's badging. It's the coolest, that's the thing. Again, like, the Pinto, cool. That's great and all. Gremlin, much cooler.
You get in, like, a low-speed accident and just going off the seat, you, like, rug burn your entire asshole off. You just get sanded. You get your ass de-gloved.
Getting your ass kicked by the sales rep.
Looks like right here from the logo, you're going to get your ass kicked by the horse. Except probably in the chin.
It really does look like a car that's been kicked in the head by a horse, yeah. But you could get, like, an orange or avocado, like, dual color situation.
Like
here,
that.
And, like,
I like that.
Nicer seats. And this, like, a different
probably,
steering
this would
wheel.
Probably be really good on Thrill Hill. Yeah.
Thrill Hill.
Yeah. On Thrill Hill. If we go to the next slide, I've picked, like, pictures of sad Pintos, sad old Pintos.
That looks like a car from GTA you start with.
Now you can say it. You were saying Pinto. You're a fraud.
The thing is, I can do it. I just was choosing not to annoy you. I was being gracious. But so,
I drive it a Pinto. I make it a guacamole.
This Pinto, as you can see here, one of the key, like, aspect of inventing fun was inventing the hatchback. And Ford didn't know how to do this yet. So the early models just had like an enclosed trunk, and it gives it this effect of like a really fat ass. Like, because it's so like long over
Mrs.
the
Mrs. Incredible's first car.
Some of us
car.
Like that.
Genuinely, I want to slap this car's ass. Like, it's incredible. They did ultimately, though, if we go to the next slide, invent fun. And this rules.
Oh,
this
shit.
Just fucking rules. The hatchback.
It looks like this is the budget A team van. Yeah, the B team.
The B team.
Yeah, keep going down the alphabet, baby.
You can tell the level of like thought I've put into all of this by the fact that we're moving through these slides pretty quickly. If we go to the next one, because you could get it as a van.
This thing is.
This fucks. People have done gay things in this. People have done straight things in this.
I mean,
it's beautiful. The French call for Tosh.
I mean, you know, today you only get one color on your car, and this one has like five colors. Yeah.
Five. Dude, yeah. This thing slaps.
Yeah, like you could genuinely walk into a car dealership and buy one of these, and the question would be like, "What color do you want the stripes?"
They don't ask about a car now. We used to be a real country. We used to. I mean, this is what they took from you.
The second I get a car, whatever it is, I'm putting some.
It adds horsepower
on it. Next slide, please. Yeah. It does. This is just a magazine ad that I include simply to say you will never be this happy.
You can't have this much anymore.
Fun.
The liberals took
so
it.
So I allowed for you to have this now.
I actually know a guy who's got a basically it's an old 70s van with a bunch of shag carpet inside.
Oh yeah, oh.
And I can't confirm this, but I do suspect he gets the most laid of anyone I've ever met.
Look at the fucking
it's
chairs.
It's got the little bubble windows and everything on it. It's
the
so fucking cool.
The chairs rotate to the back so that you could, for as it says, easy living, which is Ford copy getting your dick sucked.
Fucking like fucking and sucking and sucking and fucking. Yes.
Yeah. We're the Ford Motor Car Company, and we can guarantee you will get fucked in this van.
Or do the fucking, whatever you like. Please just give us $3,500. We need it so bad.
Pinto cruising wagon. I mean, it's what more could you possibly ask
for? It's like good Big Bill Hell. Like, if instead of Big Bill Hell being aggressively like, we're going to fuck you, it's like sensuous. Like, we're going to fuck you.
We're going to make love to you.
Hello, Baltimore.
You will get fucked. Everyone's getting laid tonight at Big Bill Hell's.
but the Pinto is like pretty well received, as it turned out. People liked it. Like the brakes were a little bit underpowered was one of the complaints.
You get
like,
the four-wheel discs, then they're fine. You gotta go for the upgrade package. That's why you have automotive journalists. We tell you what options to get.
You got like
you just 20, buy the base model.
Ford claimed you got like 23 miles per gallon on this, which it's not bad. Like,
I mean, to be fair, also, though, you got to remember that, like, EPA standards have changed. So, like, a 70 is 23 miles a gallon is, like, a 2020 is 17. Meanwhile, the Civic was getting a 70 is 42 miles a gallon.
Yeah, but, so, like, on the other hand,
it's got
stripes on it. And if you buy a Civic, you have to put
the
stripes on yourself.
The depressing thing is, so, you look at this and
you tell me.
All of our incredible improvements and, you know, engine efficiency and so on and so forth all went to making cars heavier as opposed to making them more get better violet mileage.
Or making them look better for that matter.
Well, and then there's the whole way that the footprint rule worked out so that the EPA actually like kind of they just released their new the new efficiency guidelines through 2030, I think, which is where Joe Brandon said he's going to kill the gasoline car and he's going to beat up all the conservatives who won't drive EVs. That was the popular thing. It was actually a watered down version of what most environmentalists actually wanted. But in that 800 something page report, the EPA kind of is like, hey, we're really sorry that we killed all the small cars. Everybody told us this at the time when we came out with the rules in 2011, and looking back, it turns out they were right. We could do it. Whoopsies. I hope you like 7,500 pedestrian fatalities a year.
We could do like a whole episode probably on like EPA regulations that backfired.
Well, the thing is also like that is I know more about that shit than I know about anything else because I've written a bunch of articles about it. So we can just do it right now. We don't even need slides. I'll just fucking go.
It's fine. I'm going to sideline.
Where's the spreadsheet? I got to write this down before I forget, as I usually do.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
We have so many episodes planned.
Just let me write another book really quick.
Look at his desktop. God. Jesus Christ.
No, I don't know where the spreadsheet is.
Go to the next slide. Okay. Go to the next slide.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Slide.
I just found
slide. The next slide. The next slide. Go to the next slide. Go to the next slide. Go to the next
go
slide.
Go to the next slide.
Thank you.